Tough win tonight for the Houston Rockets going into Sacramento, pulling it out. This was a defensive game for the Rockets. Only way you can win a game like this in Sacramento. Didn't worry too much about the offense. Nothing that shoots off on the score sheet. But Van Vliet showed up. We got Jalen Green with 19 points. We'll talk about him. Last few games, he's been turning it up a little bit. Got to give him a round of applause because Jalen Green could have easily crawled into a hole and just diminished for the rest of the season. All the pressure that's been on this guy, I've put pressure on him. A lot of people put pressure on him. We knew coming in this year, it was do or die. Was he going to step up this season? Started out slow out the gate. Still having bad games. It's still inconsistent here and there. But he can put a handful of games together like he's doing on this little streak. And he's just making decisions. He's making decisions. He looks like he wants to get better. He tries very hard. Yeah, he still makes mistakes here and there. That's going to happen. But they hung on to Jalen Green. They could have easily tried to shop him around, get rid of him. But they buying in. It looks like they want to go one more year, ready to fill this guy out, see if he can turn the corner. Knowing where he wants to go with the ball now, he's not thinking too much. He's just attacking, even when he's driving to the hole. Remember when we talked about this guy driving to the hole, just flaring his arms, getting bumped off his spot, little bit of contact. He's turning the ball over. He's getting knocked to the ground, missing bunnies, easy layups. He's changed that a little bit. He's getting a little stronger. He's taking his time. He's making the layups now. Now he's starting to complete dunks. So he's still a little high in turnovers here and there, but when you attack the way he does, you got to expect a little bit of turnover. But overall, in this stretch of handful of games that he's played well, I got to give it to him. Most players would just, like I say, crumble up and diminish. At least he's trying to fight. We got to give him that. But the big talk of the night is Alperen Şengün went down with a nasty injury. Hyperextended his leg. You can call it a knee injury, an ankle, maybe a little bit of both. But this was the wrong time for Alperen Şengün to go out. Hope it's nothing serious. Hope it's not season ending. Hope is something that he can just bounce back in a couple of games. Just a little bit of rest. But best scenario is really nothing. Takes the day off, get right back out there and just keep it moving. The way he's playing, man, he's playing off the charts. You hate for this to be a bump in the road to sit him down for a significant amount of time to lose rhythm or just lost what he had for the rest of the season. Obviously, it doesn't look like they're going to make the play-in tournament. Just going to be honest with you because they got to string together a bunch of games. Got two in a row. They need more like 5-6 in a row just to give it a realistic shot because they've been losing and winning back and back and back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. If they can get them a handful of games, they can make a little run at it, scare a few teams down there at the lower bottom. But overall, this was a good game. Defensive game, like I said, they put the ball in the hoop when they needed to put it in the hoop. But when you play Sacramento and if you can slow them down and stop them to 104, that's great. This team could score some points. They did a wonderful job on Fox as well. Think he was, take a little peek down here. Was he 7-for-21? Let's see, yeah, 7-for-21 tonight. So they got in front of him, made it real tough in that paint area. Rockets got a lot of turnovers down there in the trenches in that paint. Hitting the ball, bodying up people, making them miss some bunnies, getting out and running. Usually the Rockets will fade away in a game like this when a team makes a little comeback, the crowd's into it, they're going crazy, just to show that this team is growing up just a little bit. I know we want it fast, we want it quick. It doesn't happen all the time. But in this game here, this is definitely a game they would have lost in the past. They gutted it out. They stayed with it, even with the run, and was able to pull it out. Because it was looking a little sketchy there at the end. He was like, just hold y'all composure. Don't speed up. Don't lose the ball. Run your offense. Keep getting the ball inside, inside out. Hit your three when you're open. But don't rush. Because when that crowd's into it and Sacramento's going up and down the floor and they hit some threes, it can get real crazy. It can get away from you. So shouts out to them for just staying down and not losing their composure to pull this game out. But Alper Şengün went out late in the fourth quarter, and it was a sad song. You knew it was nasty when you first saw it. You was like, oh man, just don't let it be something broke. If it could be sprained and swollen, you don't want nothing torn. If you have to sit out a couple of games, that might be the best scenario, but we would love to see him bounce back, or it just didn't happen at all. But it's basketball. Injuries happen. Nicks and bruises, bumps, all that kind of stuff is part of the game. But the year he's having, you just hate for this guy to sit out any significant amount of time while he's got it rolling. And Houston need him in all these games, especially down the stretch, having a go-to guy. So he will be missed in this offense if he has to miss a lot of time. We're hoping not. We're not going to push it. Hopefully we hear something later on tonight that, hey, you know, everything red negative. He ought to be good to go with just some rest. Maybe they'll just be cautious and just sit him out one game, but he should be fine. He should be back. That's what you want to hear. But 112 to 104. Big win for the Houston Rockets. So two in a row, winning streak, if you want to call it a winning streak, two in a row. But if you ask me, they should have won the game they lost against the Clippers. They'd have pulled that out. That'd have been three games in a row. But like I say, they're going down the stretch with these tough teams, good teams. And sometimes they just can't finish the deal. But you can see the upside in this team. You can see the upside. Told you, a couple more years, man. They're young, and they're going to start to turn it around. Really wanted that play-in tournament for them this season to gain that experience. They're going to come up short, in my opinion. And trust me, I hope I'm wrong, but realistically, yes, they're going to come up short. They're going to win more games than they did last season. I mean, you can lean your hat on that if that makes you feel any better. But really wanted that play-in tournament to lead into next season. Because you already know now that we can go to the playoffs. It ain't no if or we're going to try hard to get in the playoffs. No, we're going to get in the playoffs. That's what they would have been saying next season if they was able to sneak in it this season. So a lot of talent on this team, but just a lot of young talent. But they're starting to turn the corner. And some of these games, you can see it. Then, you know, some nights you look at them and you say, what are y'all thinking? What's going on? You got a 20-point lead late in the third quarter. How are you losing that? How are you going down these stretches with 5 minutes without scoring? Just little stuff like that. So if they just stop getting those little ruts, team can win a lot more games than they're winning. I wanted to give them 35, you know, close to 40 this season. You know, I was jumping way out there on it. They're doing a good job. You just got to give it to them. They are doing a good job, and they're trying hard, and they're playing. Well, we're going to get into this stat sheet. Just run through it real quick. Take a peek here. Jabari Smith at the top. 10 points, 11 rebounds. You know, he got him 3 steals, 2 assists. Jabari is the type of guy who's going to fill up the stat sheet. You're not going to get points jumping off the box sheet every night. He does a little bit of everything. And long as he's getting double-digit rebounding and he can get 3 steals and you can, you know, add a block. He don't have a block tonight, but him just mixing it up, being a utility guy, I'm good with that. His points going to come and go because they go with the hot hand and how everybody's feeling in that moment in the game. They'll ride the hot hand. Who has it? They'll go to him. Or if they just playing a good motion ball, ball movement, whoever's just hitting the shot, hitting the shot. So it's kind of an open opportunity for anybody to get it going in any given ball game that they play. Tonight just wasn't his night scoring, but he did other things well. You know, he's 2 for 6 with a 3-point line, 3 for 10 from the field, but the rebounding stands out. The steals stand out. So I'm going to give him an Iron Man for this game. Dylan Brooks, 10 points, 1 steal, 1 assist, 2 rebounds, 2 for 5 for 3, 3 for 8 from the field. We've seen better games from him. A lot of stuff he does won't show up on a stat sheet. So 10 points, you really don't look for him to score a lot. If he does, it's a bonus. He just plays hard defense, positioning, and if he can hound a guy, get him to miss some shots, especially the other team's best player, he's done his job. So we're just gonna say he done his job. And Alper Şengün, it had enough time in the game to where he could have got 20, 21 points, I would say, because they would have milked him down low. He'd have been fouled, probably got some free throws. But before he went out, 14 points, two steals, two assists. Lately, he's been getting double-digit assists. Didn't get it in this game. Six rebounds. He's been getting double-digit rebounds. 7 for 14 from the field. Teams just got it out for him. So if you see a game like this from him where you don't see double-digit rebounding, double-digit assists, that's asking too much for him every game. He's capable of doing it, but don't get spoiled on it. Because each game, they're going in trying to stop Alper Şengün. He's on the map now. So he's scouted on. People want to play against him. He has some big games this season. So yeah, he's going to be on a scouting report. But Alper Şengün, I'm going to give you an Iron Man. And not only that, I'm going to give you a star. An Iron Man and a star for tonight's performance. Fred VanVleet, the old general. What a game he's played. First thing that sticks out to me on this stat sheet is him going 10 for 10 from the free throw line. That lets me know one thing. He was aggressive. He was a savvy veteran down the stretch, knowing how to craft himself into getting fouls, getting to the free throw line, slowing the game down when it's getting frantic. When the Kings were making their run, that's what Fred VanVleet does. Slows this team down, get to the free throw line, calm everything and say, look here, let's don't rush. Let's get good quality shots. If it gets a little frantic, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to run into somebody. I'm going to get to the free throw line. Either way, we're not going to lose this lead. 22 points by Fred VanVleet. Two steals. Nine assists. Four rebounds. 2 for 4 from the three-point line. 5 for 8 from the field. Floor general, he's going to get an Iron Man. Jalen Green, we just got through talking about him. Just proud of him. It could have went south real quick with him. And we're still going to be hard on him here and there, but he's getting it. You're seeing growth. After wanting to ship him out of Houston, ever since then, games he's been coming out of it, feeling a little better about himself. 19 points. We've seen him hit some 30s as well. You know, it wasn't an outstanding game, but he did enough and he hit that big three when they definitely needed to really, I don't want to say like it sealed the game, but it sealed the game. He doesn't make that three, the game gets a little more frantic and it's still up in the air. When he hit that three-pointer, I think it put him up by 8. That gave him a cushion to just say, okay, that's a relief. Play some hard-nosed defense, we can get this win. So that was a big three-pointer by Jalen Green in crunch time. 19 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds, and 6 for 8. 6 for 8 from the free throw line, 1 for 6 from the three-point line, and that's the only one he hit. So 0 for 5 since then, and he comes down and hit a big 3. That's the way to stay with it. 6 for 15 from the field. I'm not going to give him a star. I'm going to give him an Iron Man for staying at it. Definitely get him an Iron Man for staying at it. Then you look down here. Who stood out? Amen Thompson. That's another guy I want to talk about. What about the emergence of A.T. Amen Thompson the last few weeks? This guy's going to be a jewel. He's bought into his role. Now he's turning to a utility guy. He's locking up people. The block shots he's been getting the last few weeks, poking out steals, aggressively rebounding, driving to the hole strong, looking to score. Oh man, this guy can be a superstar. He gets a jump shot. I mean, he can be a superstar without it, but if he gets a jump shot, you gotta understand, all these guys are young. So when I put superstar status on him, the sky's the limit. He's gonna be in this league for a whole lot of years. Oh yeah. Yeah, a couple of decades for him. Maybe a few decades. Good health, but Rockets got a good one in AT. He has picked it up. Every time he's on the floor, great things happen. Ime Udoka's putting him out there on defensive situations, so he's going in and out, you know, with him, Jalen Green, throw Whitmore in there. They all kind of rotate depending on the situations in the game, who's going to be out there. But Amen Thompson is making gold out of his opportunities. 13 points, 5 rebounds. Didn't get to the free throw line. 1-for-1 on three-pointers, but the sun shines on a dog's ass sometime, and you already know he's not a great, not even a good three-point shooter. But he hit one, the only one he took. 6-for-9 from the field, you can roll with that. And usually he fills up the stat sheet more than he did tonight. But 13 points is a plus bonus for him and this team when he's out there. Cam Whitmore added 10. He got 4 rebounds. Usually he has a better game. But it's a collective unit. Like I say, nothing just jumps out on this box sheet for a scoring. But what it shows me, it was a team game. Everybody was pitching in here and there. Didn't have to have a 30-point score, 40-point score. Everybody chipped in. Double digits all the way around, and you gotta love it. I say it all the time, when you got 7 players in double figures, that mean that sugar was getting passed around and was feeling good. Almost got 8. Look at Jock Landale with 9. Almost had 8 guys in double figures. That's when the Houston Rockets are at their best. Tell me about it, quick hitters. That's when the Houston Rockets at its best. And by the way, welcome in, quick hitters. Welcome in, Good and Most Short crew. Big win here. Big win. Sacramento Kings. Big game by Sabonis. Big game. Look at this guy, 25 points. You don't like the 9 turnovers, but that just shows Houston defense were all over the place swarming. And you know he probably had a few unforced turnovers as well. But man, look at this stat line. 2 blocks with his 25 points. 3 steals. 8 assists. 15 rebounds. 5-for-6 from the free throw line. 10-for-11 from the field. You don't get no better than that. You do not get any better than that. You know what? I got to give this guy a star. Got to give him a star. Keegan Murray, 13 points. He had better days. He had better days. No doubt about that. But 2 steals, 6 rebounds, 7-for-7 from the free throw line. Couldn't hit a 3, over 5 there, 3-for-11 from the field. He had better days. But Fox, they hounded him. And just as much as they hounded him and he was a little off tonight, you know, he still fights and he just gets his numbers here and there, 18 points for having a bad shooting night. He got him a block, he got him a steal, he got an assist, he got 9 rebounds. 2-for-9 from 3, he was completely off there, 7-for-21 from the field. So, a lot of pressure on him, getting bodies around him, waving your hands, poking at the ball, got him out of his rhythm. But when you're a great player like he is, you can stumble across 18 points and still get some rebounding and steals here and there. But we didn't want him to get 40. Didn't want that to happen. So great defensive job on Fox. You do that, you give yourself a hell of a chance to win this ball game. And they did that. Other guy that was off the charts, Monk. Man, every time the Rockets play Sacramento, just in general, Monk just a baller. Let's just say what it is. The man can ball. 20 points. Think about him. He's clutch. You look at a guy like this, you say, how is he so clutch? Yeah, he's clutch. I'm talking about big threes. I'm talking about he always dribbling the ball, taking it off the dribble like you saw tonight. Shaking this guy, getting to the hole for a finger roll. He gets these and ones. He's just a big, clutch shot maker. And he's been on the Rockets for a long time, giving them the blues. Coming down the stretch, you do not want this guy on the floor making things happen. And he does it time and time again. So this guy here, I'm going to have to give him... I'm going to give him an Iron Man. He's a guy who can play defense as well, but the reason why I'm giving him an Iron Man, because he stays with it. He shows up in crunch time. It seems like he doesn't get tired. He just keeps going and going and going and making plays. Oh, yeah, he's got the Iron Man for that. So everybody else is singled out. You know how we do it over here. We really don't call out single players. Singles meaning if you don't get double-digit and rebounding in other categories, usually I won't call you out. But we haven't put the box sheet up in a while, so I called out some stats that wasn't really double figures. But really, when it comes to the steals, blocks, assists, if you're five and above, you can get those called out for assists. But points and rebounds have to be double digits to get spotlighted. No doubt about it. But we can break a little rules today. Like I said, it's been a while putting the box sheet up, breaking down the Rockets game or any other game in the league. So we're just getting it all greased up and ready. That's all it is. So appreciate y'all. But look, 112-104, big gutsy win by the Rockets. Just gonna come up short. I hate to keep saying that, but it's just gonna come up short in that play-in. It's gonna happen. I mean, I already got my mind conditioned on it. But you know what? It is growth. Not a season you want to have coming up short in the play-in, but it is growth. You can see that. They can lean their hats on it. So, Albert Shingun, praying for you tonight. Get well on it. Hope some negative things come out about it. Nothing real positive. And get back on that floor. Continue to cook like you've been cooking. So this is Goody Mo Sports Quick Hits. Rockets pulled it out 112-104. And this is a slouchy Sunday. I don't think we did a slouchy Sunday in a minute. But yes, this is a slouchy Sunday. See if they can string together some games. I mean, that's two in a row. Give us about four, five, six more of these puppies. You're going to start making some teams nervous down at the lower bottom end. You will make them nervous. Try to go on a run. But to go on a run, you have to have Alperen Şengün in there. If not, it's going to be extremely impossible. Can you imagine these teams coming in knowing they don't have Alperen Şengün? They're going to pierce their ears back. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, this is an easy one here. That's an easy one. That's what they're going to be thinking. You can surprise them, though. But it's going to come as a collective unit. Have to. And I mean going on all cylinders to make up for that production that you're going to be missing. But I don't want to hold it up any longer. Slouchy Sunday. Y'all go ahead and enjoy it. And, yeah, one more time. 112-104. Houston Rockets down the stretch. Held them off, made enough plays to pull this game out. This GSQH, Goody Mo Sports Quick Hits. Appreciate you. Peace.